Civic Media brings you MHSAA High School Basketball on WMBL Radio. Our broadcast is brought to you by Fine Line Tire, Turkish Furniture, Superior National Bank, Campione Enterprises, including Pat's Foods and Festival Foods, Remax, Douglas Real Estate, and the Frank A. Douglas Agency, Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, Turbo Agency, Michigan Tech Campus Store, and University Images, Range Bank, Cogebic Community College, Pasty Central. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And thank you very much, and welcome to Lakeview Arena here in Negaunee for this regional championship. We're in Region 25 on the boys' side in Division 4 in the MHSAA State Tournament. And we've got Felch North Dickinson taking on Dollar Bay for the regional title tonight, and two really good teams. Should be a fun game between these two squads. North Dickinson coming in with a record of 21-3. Their tournament run includes a 67-39 win over Rapid River. They defeated Munising in their district championship 78-42, and then they defeated Crystal Falls Forest Park in a closer game, 65-59, in the regional semifinal, a game in which Crystal Falls was probably favored, so a little bit of an upset, but this is still a good team. 21 wins and just three losses on the season. One of those losses was to Crystal Falls, and this is a team that is peaking at the right time. And on the other side, Jesse Kentel has got his Dollar Bay team coming in at 22-2 overall. Their tournament run includes a district semifinal win at home against Lakeland and Hubble, 71-28, the final score there. They beat Barriga 49-43 in the district championship game, and then dismantled Wakefield Marinesco 72-39 in the regional semifinal on Tuesday to advance here to the regional championship game. This is a spot where Coach Kentel has been before with teams, but not this team. Been a few years since they've been here. Coach Kentel has, I think, taken two different teams down to the Breslin Center to be part of the Final Four in the district or Division Four state tournament here over his career. But it's been a few years, and none of these players have been in that position, although no doubt they saw older brothers and players that they looked up. But, and now is their opportunity to do it here tonight and get to the state quarterfinal game, which will be next Tuesday down in Gladstone. So looking forward to bringing you this one here. And we've got plenty on our pregame show. We talked to both head coaches. We'll get to them. Well, let's go ahead and get to them right after this break. We'll start with coach of the Felch North Dickinson Nordics, and that's Chris Mattson. And we'll have his interview when we return. You're listening to pregame for our regional championship game, Dollar Bay and North Dickinson, here on WMPL.
The nationwide shipping schedule is now online at Pasty Central. What better way to delight your favorite displaced Uper than a delicious Pasty Central pasty, bringing a taste of the UP to all 50 states since 1996. Baked with loving care in Calumet, guaranteed delivery by FedEx ensures fresh arrival of your package from home. Stop by Pasty Central soon to order on the web at pasty.com.
We know spring will show up eventually, so get your garden seeds now. At Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, stock up on Livingston garden seeds, peat pots, starter trays, and soils. For all your gardening needs, see Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply here in town.
If you're selling real estate, you need to get in touch with us now. Hi, this is Ginger Strobe from Remax Douglas Real Estate, and we'd love to sell your listing. Now is the time. Selling prices are at all-time highs, and sales are happening quickly. Remax Douglas continues to lead the way in our market. Call me, Ginger Strobe, or any of our full-time agents at Remax Douglas Real Estate of Houghton. We're online at KeweenawRealEstate.com, or you can call us anytime at 906-482-1000.
Surplus Outlet has a great selection of pocket knives and multi-tools from Victorinox, Swiss Army, Buck, and Leatherman. Check out the purses, backpacks, totes, wallets, and belts as well. You'll find a variety of styles and brands at Surplus Outlet. Downtown Houghton, open daily.
In our unique community, Bold isn't just a typeface or a snack mix flavor. Bold is an attitude, a way of life. Pursuing your goals with confidence and determination. It means stepping up, standing out, and turning possibilities into reality. A bold community deserves a bold college. And Go Give It Community College is proud to offer an affordable path to your career and life goals. Visit gogiveit.edu and start planning your bold future. Go Give It Community College. Go bold.
Welcome back to high school basketball. We're in the regional final. We've got North Dinn- Welcome back to high school basketball. We're in the regional final. We've got North Dickinson and Dollar Bay. We've got the coach of the Nordics here, and that's Chris Mattson. And coach, congrats first of all on getting this far. Talk about your team and what your strengths are.
Yeah, we have a lot of seniors that are on our team and a good mix of juniors. We've been together for 3 years, most of us, some of us for 4 years. So we have a lot of varsity, you know, playing time, and it shows, you know, especially when you know, things get stressful, we find a way to dig in and focus. So I'm looking forward to seeing that again tonight. From here on out, every team's going to be good. So yeah, we typically try to get the ball up the court with some pace. Got a nice little tandem inside that we go to, and as of late, we've been shooting the ball very well from outside.
Who does your scoring come from, and who do you rely on to get it done?
Our lead scorer this year has been Trenton Kramer, Jr. He's had a fabulous year. But, you know, Brady Youngworth can score from outside. Spencer Kramer's been scoring. Ty King has been scoring. Jason Graham has had some games, so... You know, it's next guy up type of mentality for us, and we play an unselfish style of basketball, which is kind of our MO. You know, we're trying to find a guy who's hot, and you know, most good teams do.
Nice to have those options, though.
Yeah, it sure is.
Dollar Bay team, what do you know about them?
Well, got busy on scouting Dollar Bay Tuesday night, and you know, they got number 20 is a heck of a player. We got to keep him out of the lane and off the free throw line. You know, he's a scorer. He's good at his role, and they will be looking for him.
Yeah.
Number two is a good outside shooter as well, more athletic. We got to keep this team, from our standpoint, off the offensive glass. They're going to put up some shots. We have to win that rebounding battle, and that's what we're going to start our focus with. So it starts on the defensive end. And it starts with rebounds with us.
They're a team that likes to get up and down the floor as well, and so it could be a pretty high-paced game. Is that what you're trying for? Are you going to try to slow them down a little bit? What kind of pace works for you guys?
You know, that's a great question. We've won games in the 70s, you know, and we've won games in the 50s. So, you know, I think the strength of our team realistically is, you know, we can play a variety of styles, but you know. Defense translates. If you're a good defensive team, sure. Typically you're always going to have those offensive lulls, but we're going to focus, you know, maximum effort on the defensive end, and then try to do what we do on offense, and hopefully that works out for us.
We're looking forward to a fun matchup. Thanks for taking time.
Yeah, it should be a whale of a game. Thank you.
Chris Mattson, the coach of North Dickinson. We'll be back with more after this on WMPL.
Winter's here. Make sure your ride's ready. Get quality tires, brakes, alignments, and much, much more at Fine Line Tire in Hancock and Houghton, where they serve you, the guest.
At Superior National Bank, our number one priority is making sure our customers have a superior experience every time they bank with us. That's why we have a variety of excellent checking accounts to fit your banking needs. Every new checking account comes with a free gift, contactless debit card, and 24-hour access with Superior National's online banking portal. Come see why our community has trusted us with their banking needs for over 130 years. Superior National Bank, member FDIC, and always a superior experience.
Pat's Foods and Festival Foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh cantaloupe, $2.99 with 5 points. Our family regular or thick slice bacon, 12 ounce, $3.99 with 5 points. Giant Sweet Strawberries, 1 pound package, $2.99 with 10 points. Walworth's Old Fashioned Summer Sausage, 16 ounce, $4.99 with 5 points. And Tasty Choice Breaded Shrimp, 8 to 12 ounce, buy one, get one free.
Your neighborhood Pat's Food Store. Why shop at Kirkish Furniture? The UP has been depending on Kirkish Furniture since 1913. Their 32,000 square foot showroom is filled with quality name brand furniture, dependable appliances, gorgeous floor coverings, and state-of-the-art home electronics. Whatever you need for your home, Kirkish has it. Kirkish has a friendly, knowledgeable staff, including an interior designer, always offers low, low prices, and has an in-store service department that can take care of your problem on site. Kirkish Furniture in Houghton, open Monday through Saturday at 8:30. Always free delivery anywhere in the UP.
Welcome back to our pregame show here with the head coach of the Blue Bolts. That's Jesse Kentola. Coach, regional championship. You hoped you would be here. You're here. You're playing a North Dickinson team that upset Crystal Falls, but not really that much of an upset. This is a good team.
Yeah. Nah, no place we'd rather be. Right here, right now. Love this gym. Love this moment. And, North Dickinson's a solid, solid opponent. And, I told someone else. I said, we're happy to be here. We're excited to be here. But we're not satisfied to be here. We're coming here to try to play and try to win.
Personally, you've been here with teams before and won regional championships here and obviously taking your team down to the Breslin before, but your guys haven't been in this moment, right?
No, they haven't. And this team's a little different than those teams. They haven't always just loved the bright lights. We've shrunk, honestly, a little bit in past. But I loved the way we played Tuesday. I loved our Fire All tournament. We're locked in. Our seniors are locked in. You can see it on their face.
What do you know about North Dickinson and how do you slow them down?
Yeah, they're big. They're big across the line. They've got two capable guards. They have a sneaky push. They push better than I think most teams would give them credit for. And when they're shooting, they're hard to beat. So we're going to space them all. We're going to try to get into gaps. We're going to try to share the ball and see what happens.
The press will always something that you guys try to do and get those live ball turnovers, get some easy buckets. I'm guessing that's part of the game plan again.
Yeah, I mean, it is. So we're going to have to use it, I think, in spots. I this time of year, it's really hard to press good teams or good guards, especially with their size. They see over the top. But we certainly have to speed this game up. We don't want to get stuck in a slow pace.
Well, we're looking forward to a great game. Good luck, Coach.
Appreciate it. As always, thanks for covering high school sports.
Jesse Kentola, the coach of the Blue Bolts, will be back with more after this on WMPO.
Our family likes to keep busy. Between hockey and volleyball dominating our weekends and all the travel that comes with it, we still make sure to squeeze in some outdoor adventures. We need insurance simplified, and that's what Turvo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turvo simplifies insurance for us. Turvo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
Back to high school basketball. We're in the regional final. Les Fromm got to be with you on this Thursday evening here at Lakeview Arena in Negaunee. Starting lineups being introduced by our public address announcer, and that's Mark Evans. And let's get to those starters. First for North Dickinson, number 5 is Jason Graham, number 10 Trenton Kramer, number 15 Brady Youngworth, number 24 is Spencer Kramer. And number 25 is Ty King. And you heard from Chris Mattson, the head coach, in our pregame show. For the Dollar Bay Blue Bolts, starters will be their normal starters. Number 1, Caleb Kentola, he's a senior. Their point guard, Baron Colbert, wears number 2, he's a junior. Number 13 is Noah Tortolot, he is a freshman. Number 20 is Liam Tortolot, a senior. And number 23, Tyler Yaney, a freshman. So a couple of seniors, a couple of freshmen, and a junior in the lineup. And we are ready to throw it up and get underway here. Good crowd. Not a packed house, but a very good crowd here. Probably more North Dickinson fans. And the opening tip is won by the Nordics. And a quick three on the way and good for Ty King. Della Bay with it on offense. They'll go right to left here in our opening half of play. Kentola picked up the dribble over right wing. Noah kicks it out to his brother. Liam's got it on the left arc. Now drives in the paint. Jump stop. Passing it over for Yaney. Yaney puts up the shot. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Nordics. And that's Trenton Kramer. Up at the top of the key. Here's Graham. They go left wing. Now down for King on the left baseline. Kick it back up. Dribble drive, kick out, another three on the way. It's a deep one. In and out, halfway down, no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch, they say, by the Nordics. And it'll be basketball to the Blue Bolts here. Down 3-0, 1 minute in to this regional championship game. Caleb Kentala. Baron Colbert's got it on the right wing. Colbert to Noah Tortolot, looking to drive. Tortolot draws a crowd, kicks it out to Colbert. Backs up, three-pointer on the way. High arcing three, up and good for Baron Colbert. And we're tied at three, 6:40 to go in our first quarter of play. Walking it up the floor is Youngworth. Hands it off into the hands of Graham. Over on the left wing now. Youngworth. Now over for Spencer Kramer. He'll drive right baseline, and he will lay it up and in. Five to three. North Dickinson here. 6:10 to go in our first quarter of play. Colbert thought about a three. Instead, tried to pass it. Turned it over. Tipping it away was King. And now he gives it up, gets it back. King driving baseline. Puts up the shot. Got it to go. King's got 5 points. It is a 7-3 lead. Here's Liam Tortolot driving in the paint, spinning, laying it off the glass, and up and in. So Liam Tortolot on the board with 2 points. 7-5. Our early score. 5:37 to go in the first quarter. Nordics with a 2-point lead in the basketball. They work left to right here in the opening half. Here's a pick and roll, and we've got an offensive foul called against Ty King. They say he got the shoulder and pushed off, and he's going to get called for the first foul in the ballgame. 5:25 left to go. Blue Bulls can tie or take the lead now on this possession. Kentala, the left-handed point guard, dribbling over to his left, and Liam traveled with it. Liam got a little antsy, didn't get the ball down before he tried to drive down the right rail, and Bolts turn it over here. Yeah, we've got a whistle. I'm not sure what the delay was, but now we're back underway. And walking it up will be Brady Youngworth with 5:08 to go in our opening quarter. 7-5 Nordics leading the Bolts. Up top, Nordics in their all-white uniforms with maroon numbers. Here's a drive. What a drive there by Graham. And got contact, no call, but he still finished it off the glass. And now Liam looking to drive left baseline, bouncing it underneath for Yaney. Yaney, a lot of contact, no call. Rebound comes down into the hands of the Nordics. Here's Graham driving it in, and he throws up a wild shot. It's no good, and Liam Tortolot had it knocked out of his hand from behind. And they are going to change the call. That's the right call. Liam had it and had poked away from behind. I don't know how he possibly could have touched it last, but the Nordics fans did not like the call, as you might imagine. Here's Noah Tortolot looking to drive. He's cut off there. Size is a factor in this ballgame as the Blue Bolts give it up a couple inches. Colbert looking to drive in. And now we'll drag it back out to the right wing. Kentala will drive to the right elbow. Kick out. Colbert, three-pointer up. Halfway down, didn't stay. And rebounded by the Nordics, but stolen away by the Blue Bolts. Colbert got a hand on it. Now Noah's got it to Liam. He'll fire a three from the right wing. It's no good. And rebound. There were two Bolts there. And neither one came up with it. Now the Nordics have it. 3:50 to go. First quarter, 9-5 our score in favor of North Dickinson. Here's a three from the left wing. It's too strong. Rebound pulled down by Liam Tortolot. Now Kentala, he's got numbers. Driving in, dishing it underneath for Noah Tortolot. Missed the layup and the rebound pulled down by the Nordics. King. Blue Bulls not getting second opportunities because of the rebounding size of the Nordics. And now Kentala's got a steal. And he's tripped up from behind. We've got a foul call. And I think they got five Graham with his first foul. sub for the Blue Bolts, and that will be Connor Lytle checking in, as Yaney will have a seat. Here's Noah Tortolot looking for a screen, driving all the way down, reverse layup, up and good. Good aggressive move by Noah Tortolot, pulls the Blue Bolts back within two, 9-7, 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. And we've got an offensive foul. This is an illegal screen. This will go against Ty King. This will be his second foul. That is a big call against the Nordics here in the early going. There have been three fouls called in the game, all of them against North Dickinson so far. Richard Haney has checked in for King for the North Dickinson Nordics. Here's Colbert. Thought about a drive from the left wing, instead dribbles up to the top of the key. Kentala thought about a three. Caleb will back it out. Around a screen, they switch. And now as they switch back, he'll drive in, kick out. Colbert thought about a three. And now the Blue Bolts want to start the offense again. Noah Tortolot on the right wing. Noah to the free throw line, and his pass is stolen away as Spencer Kramer didn't even jump, just got a hand on it and took it away. 2:15 to go in our opening quarter. 9-7 North Dickinson on top of Dollar Bay here in the regional championship game in Negaunee. Skip pass. Haney thought about a three, and now Spencer Kramer will fire a three. It's short. The rebound tapped out into the hands of Kentala. Here come the Blue Bolts. They have numbers for Liam. Liam driving in off the glass. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Put it back up. Missed it again. And it goes out of bounds, and it will stay with the Blue Bolts. Two point-blank looks for Liam Tortolot, and didn't get even one to go. And you hope that doesn't become a trend for Dollar Bay. Here's the inbound. Goes to Liam on the left arc. Jab step. Now we'll drive into the paint. Skip across. Kentala back to Liam now on the left wing. He'll dribble it up high left side. 1:34 left to go in the first quarter. Dollar Bay looking to tie. Liam from the free throw line, no good. Lytle tracks down the rebound. Over it goes. Kentala, open three from the right wing. Bingo! Dollar Bay has its first lead of the ballgame. 10-9. 1:13 to go. First quarter of play. Graham throwing it over for Youngworth. Up top. Into the hands of Kramer. Spencer stolen away. Kentala got a hand on it. Now Caleb with it. Bouncing it out. Liam wide open. Three ball. Yes! That's Dollar Bay offense turning turnovers into points. They're up 13-9. 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. There's a pass to the wing. Up top it goes. Into the hands of Youngworth. Now Graham's got on the left wing. Gets a screen from Haney. They'll swing it back up top. See if they want to take the final shot. And instead, it's going to be a drive as Lytle blocked the shot. Loose ball on the floor, still loose. Lytle dives on top and will get the jump ball. And this will be Dollar Bay basketball with 16 seconds left to go in our opening quarter. Ty King, one of their best players on the bench with two fouls. Dollar Bay's opened up a four-point lead on a 6-0 run currently. Actually, I think it's an 8-0 run. I think they were down 9-5. They're up 13-9. Here's Liam Tortolot looking for the clear out. Driving down, jump stop, kick out. Threw it to Kentala. Now Liam, deep three on the way. It's short. And that's how the opening quarter will come to an end. Entertaining ball here in the opening quarter in Negaunee. It is Dollar Bay leading 13-9 over North Dickinson. It's the regional championship here on WMPL. Back after this.
It's once again scholarship season at Copper Shores Community Health Foundation. In total, Copper Shores will award more than a dozen scholarships to Copper Country students. Applications are open to students graduating in 2026 from Baraga, Calumet, Chassel, Dollar Bay, Tamarack City, Uintrout Creek, Hancock, Horizons, Houghton, Jeffers, Lake Linden, Launce, and Onsenagan High Schools. We have opportunities for students entering any field of study. Applications are due by February 27th. Learn more about Copper Shores scholarship opportunities at coppershores.org/scholarships.
Calling all Huskies. Need to stock up on Michigan Tech gear? The Campus Store in the Memorial Union and University Images at the Student Development Complex have all your Husky essentials. Hoodies, socks, hats, and everything in between. Perfect for game day or a snow day. Whether you're a student, alum, or fan, we've got you covered. Visit the Campus Store or University Images and get ready to cheer on the black and gold. Go Huskies!
Basketball here on WMPO. We've got the regional championship game. Dollar Bay leading North Dickinson 13-9 after a quarter. New player out there is number 14, Tyler Fleming for the Nordics. He'll be the ball handler against Kentula, who's already got a couple of steals in this ball game. Here's a lob pass over the top, and layup no good, and rebound will go out of bounds. It'll be Dollar Bay basketball. That was a really point-blank look for Trenton Kramer, and he just missed the layup. Dollar Bay's missed a few as well. Dollar Bay started a little slow, but they've come on as of late. Here's Lee Totalot. Three-pointer bangs at home from the left wing. He's got 8 points. It's a 16-9 lead for Dollar Bay with 7:25 left to go in this opening half of play. Nordics in their home white uniforms with maroon trim and numbers, and they're going to turn it over right into the hands of Kentula. Up come the Blue Bolts. Nice no-look pass underneath for Lytala. He'll kick it out. Colbert's got an open three. It's in and out. No good. Lytala fighting for the rebound and knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Nordics basketball. Good effort by Lytala, the senior for the Blue Bolts. He got Colbert a wide open three, and just halfway down, didn't stay down. And now dribble drive. And they're going to triple team Kramer, and we've got a jump ball, and this is going to be a turnover as the Blue Bolts have the alternating arrow. And now Noah Tortolot will run back and grab the basketball, and he'll run the point on this possession. 6:46 to go in the half. Noah all the way to the hoop, lays it up and in. Looked like just a set play to get Noah the basketball, and he goes all the way to the rim. Now Fleming working hard against Kentula. Gives it off. Kramer with a drive. Good, strong move, and he got fouled. And we'll have our first free throws of the game. And the first foul against Dollar Bay. And I believe it was Lytala. So Lytala gets called for his first. Free throw up and good for Spencer Kramer. Ty King on the bench with two fouls for the Nordics. One of their starters. Second free throw is too strong. Colbert with the rebound. And finally controls it up near midcourt and gives it off for Noah Tortolot. Noah on the wing. They reach in and poke it away, but he tracks it back down. Now we'll drive in, kick it over. Colbert's open. He'll fire a three. Back iron, no. Rebound pulled down by Graham and the Nordics. Graham looking to push over. Haney's open. He'll fire a three. It's too strong. And we've got... They say the ball went over the backboard. And I don't know why this official on the far side was calling it. I would not be happy with the call if I was Coach Mattson. There was an official right down there on the baseline who had a much better look at it, but it is Dollar Bay basketball. 18-10, they lead. 5:48 to go in the half. Here's Noah driving again. Contact, no call, missed it short. Rebound pulled down by Kramer. Up for Graham. Graham dribbles down. Haney, cross-court pass. left wing into the hands of Youngworth. And now Spencer Kramer. Guarded there by Colbert. And now Haney had his shot blocked into the hands of Graham. They'll swing it around. And Coach Mattson wants a timeout. His offense looking a little bit out of sorts. We'll take 30 seconds here and come back with more of the regional final. Dollar Bay leading 18-10 over North Dickinson here on WMPL.
Get your Michigan Tech gear at Surplus Outlet. Hoodies, t-shirts, stickers, even kids' clothing. And of course, they're stocked up with UP flavor t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, postcards, souvenirs, and more. Surplus Outlet, downtown Houghton, open 7 days a week.
West Brom here on WMPL. We've got high school basketball boys regional final. Dollar Bay holding the banner for the boys teams in the Copper Country right now. I think they're the only one left on the girls' side after Hancock's loss in overtime last night to Launce. I think the only team from the Keweenaw left is the Calumet girls. They'll be playing for district final or district championship tomorrow night. Nordics have the basketball, trailing by 8, though. Dollar Bay up 18-10, 5:09 to go in the first half of play. Kentala almost has a steal, and he does have the steal. Ball should have gone out of bounds, but hit the official and stayed in. And now a long pass up, and we've got a foul. Colbert was hit, knocked out of bounds. And they're going to get a foul against Graham, and that's going to be his second foul. Not a shot, so it'll be ball out of bounds. Kentala throws it in for Liam Tortolot. Liam brings it out high left side. 4:55 to go before halftime. 18-10, Dollar Bay on top. Baron Colbert, handoff for Liam. Liam looking to go one-on-one, pulls up, three-pointer, got it. His third three of the game, he's got 11 of the Blue Bolts, 21 points, and they've opened up an 11-point lead. This is a 16-1 run. Spencer Kramer trying to stop the bleeding. He missed the three, but an offensive rebound by number 10, Trenton Kramer. And he got fouled on the putback attempt. He'll go to the line for two. Blue Bolts, Liam Tortolot called for his first. Free throw up and good by Trenton. His first point of the game. Pull the Nordics back within single digits with a make here on his second attempt. It is up and good. 20-12 our score, 4:23 to go, first half of play. As Colbert will come up and set the screen for Kentala, going around. Back up for Liam Tortolot. Liam looking for a screen, working against Fleming. Liam driving in, pull up on the way. It is short. Colbert had the rebound, knocked out of his hands. And now Kramer had it knocked away from him from behind. He tracked it down, got a hand on it just for it to go out of bounds. Dollar Bay gets a big break there. So Blue Bolts get it back on offense here. They go right to left here on our opening half in their royal blue uniforms. 3:48 showing on the clock. Here's Kentala trying to force him to go right. He's a lefty. Handing it off to Liam. Liam Tortolot looking for a ball screen. Gets it. They're going against King, who's checked back into the game. Over for Colbert. And they'll send it back out. Kentala thought about a three to Colbert. King out there with two fouls right now for the Nordics. Picked up both fouls in the first 3 minutes of the game. Blue Bolts comfortable running some clock here. They've got the ball up high right side. Kentala for Liam Tortolot. Turns, fires, knocks down another three. His fourth of the ball game. He's got 14 points. And another timeout taken by the Nordics. We'll take 30 seconds with them. 2:59 to go before halftime. 24-12 is the Dollar Bay lead here on WMPL.
Why shop at Kirkus Furniture? The UP has been depending on Kirkus Furniture since 1913. Their 32,000 square foot showroom is filled with quality name brand furniture, dependable appliances, gorgeous floor coverings, and state-of-the-art home electronics. Whatever you need for your home, Kirkus has it. Kirkus has a friendly, knowledgeable staff, including an interior designer, always offers low, low prices, and has an in-store service department that can take care of your problem on site. Kirkus Furniture in Houghton, open Monday through Saturday at 8:30. Always free delivery anywhere in the UP.
Left to go in our second quarter. It is Dollar Bay 24, North Dickinson 12, boys basketball region 25 championship game here from Lakeview Arena in Negaunee. I'm Wes Fromm, glad to be with you on this Thursday night. Nordics with the basketball after that fourth made three-pointer out of the hand of Liam Tortelot, and Fleming getting it across midcourt, working against Kentala, and he just threw it away. He was expecting Kramer to cut to the basket. He never did, and they just threw it out of bounds. Tell you, this Dollar Bay defense has done the job. They've held North Dickinson to just 12 points in just about 14 minutes of action. Here's Liam on the left wing up top now, driving in, dishing it off, and Yaney will put it up and in. A lot of contact, but he plays through it and gets 2 points, his first bucket of the ball game. It's 26-12, 14-point lead is the largest of the game for the Blue Bolts. Fleming thought about a three, gives it up, Youngworth. Back to Fleming, feeding it underneath, triple team, kick out, Youngworth, three ball up, no good, rebound, Yaney, and he hands it right into the hands of Spencer Kramer, who missed the layup, wide open. Liam clears the rebound now to Noah. Back to Liam. Another three on the way. Why not? It's going to be a good day for the Blue Bolts if their best player is hitting threes like he is now. He's got 17 of their 29 points. And we've got a foul as Caleb Kentala called for the block there. His first. Team's third. .136 to go before halftime. 29-12 is the Dollar Bay lead. They lead by 17. They trailed 9-5 in this game. That's a 24-3 run. Here is Kramer. Spencer with the three. No good. Graham with an offensive rebound. He'll fire from the left wing. It's no good. Colbert with the rebound. Dollar Bay wants to push up for Yaney. And they'll slow it down as the Nordics get back on defense. Liam thought about a deep three. Instead, he'll drive in. Nice dish on the weak side. Yaney will lay it up and in. 31-12. Dollar Bay in control here. Here's Youngworth, and he's fouled on his way to the hoop. We'll see who they get. And I think Yaney's going to pick up his first. The only concern with it would have been Liam. That would have been his second. He was in the vicinity. But they get Yaney here. Free throw up and good for Youngworth. He's got his first point of the game. Coach Mattson talked about Trenton Kramer being their leading scorer all year. He's only got two free throws. No field goals. Second free throw is missed. And the second free throw out of bounds. They say last touched by Dollar Bay. It's going to be Nordic basket on the near sideline with 53 seconds left. Inbound, trying to lob it down. Trenton Cramworth to Spencer. Kick out, Haney. Haney guarded by Yaney. Now underneath, Trenton. Double team comes, missed the layup short. Rebound pulled down by Liam. Liam's going to bring it up, 34 seconds. Liam, going to fire a three. It's an air ball short. Well, he's made five already, but he was due for one, I guess. I don't know if Coach Kentala wanted the quick shot there with 25 seconds. And already a 31-13 lead. But the Nordics can take the final shot and try to get a few points more closer before halftime. Graham over for Youngworth. Lobbing it down. And that's going to be a layup and in for Kramer. Blue Bolts have 7 seconds to work with. Liam all the way to the rim. Lays it up and in. And the full court heave would not have counted anyway. Dollar Bay in command here at halftime of this regional championship game. They lead 33-15 behind 19 first half points from Liam Tortola. Let's take a break. We'll come back and give you our first half scoring totals for all players as well. Don't go anywhere. Halftime, Dollar Bay 33, North Dickinson 15 on WMPL.
In our unique community, Bold isn't just a typeface or a snack mix flavor. Bold is an attitude, a way of life. Pursuing your goals with confidence and determination. It means stepping up, standing out, and turning possibilities into reality. A bold community deserves a bold college. And Gogebic Community College is proud to offer an affordable path to your career and life goals. Visit gogebic.edu and start planning your bold future. Gogebic Community College. Go bold.
Pat's Foods and Festival Foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh cantaloupe, $2.99 with 5 points. Our family regular thick slice bacon, 12 ounce, $3.99 with 5 points. Giant Sweet Strawberries, 1 pound package, $2.99 with 10 points. Walworth's Old Fashioned Summer Sausage, 16 ounce, $4.99 with 5 points. And Tasty Choice Breaded Shrimp, 8 to 12 ounce, buy one, get one free.
Your neighborhood Pat's Food Store.
Are you weighing decisions about your financial future? Not sure where to start? Our team of wealth management advisors at Superior National Bank are ready to guide you. Whether you're getting close to retirement or just getting started in your career, we are here to provide clarity to your financial picture. For over 130 years, you have trusted us to guide you in your financial decision-making. Our team has the knowledge and skill to assist you in growing your future. Superior National Bank, and always a superior experience.
The nationwide shipping schedule is now online at Pasty Central. What better way to delight your favorite displaced Uper than a delicious Pasty Central pasty, bringing a taste of the UP to all 50 states since 1996. Baked with loving care in Calumet, guaranteed delivery by FedEx ensures fresh arrival of your package from home. Stop by Pasty Central soon to order on the web at pasty.com.
Nagani, and it is all Dollar Bay here at the half. 33-15, they lead over the North Dickinson Nordics, and tell you what, North Dickinson looked pretty solid in the opening minutes of the game. They led 9-5 and were really controlling the inside game, controlling the boards, and they seemed to be able to handle the pressure, and then all of a sudden, one of their big guys, Ty King, picked up his second foul, and everything just kind of turned from there as Dollar Bay able to go on, I guess, what is now a 28-6 run since it was 9-5, and they outscored the Nordics 20-6 in that second quarter. A lot of it has to do with the shooting of Liam Tortolot. He had 5 threes in the opening half of play, 19 points total. And he's outscoring the Nordics by himself right now with those 19 points. Tyler Yaney's got 4 points. Noah Tortolot's got 4. Baron Colbert's got 3. Caleb Kentala has 3 for the Blue Bolts. For the Nordics, they've led the scoring by Ty King, even though he only played maybe 8 minutes of that first half. Probably not even, maybe 6 minutes of that first half. He had a three right out of the gate, and then also added a layup later on. 4 points for Trenton Kramer, 3 points for Spencer Kramer, 2 points for Jason Graham, and 1 for Brady Youngworth for their total of 15. And like we said, they do have a lot of size, but the Blue Bolts able to turn them over defensively. Caleb Kentala getting his hands on quite a few, and really just the shooting of Liam Tortolot has allowed the Blue Bolts to have this lead. They lead at 33-15 at halftime. We talked about the tournament resumes for these two teams. Dollar Bay coming in 22-1 on this, or 22-2 on the season, having defeated Wakefield 72-39 in that regional semifinal game. And they seem to be picking up right where they left off after they really had an outstanding game back on Tuesday at Houghton High School. So the Blue Bolts in great shape right now. They've got 16 minutes for a chance to go to the state quarterfinal game, and looking forward to seeing if they can close it out here at Lakeview Arena. We'll step aside. Let's do Pepsi trivia. We'll have that question for you, your chance to win a free case of Pepsi, when we return here on WMPL.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
The Blue Bolts lead the Nordics 33-15 at halftime. And our question today has to do with the tournament resume for the Nordics. I want to know, what team did North Dickinson defeat in their regional semifinal to get to this regional championship game? Your answer will win you a free case of Pepsi. The number to call, 482-1330. That's 906-482-1330. If you know the answer, call it in now, and you could win a free case of Pepsi, courtesy of Pepsi Bottling, our longtime sponsor here on WMPL. And again, we're looking for, what team did North Dickinson defeat in order to advance from the regional semifinal on Tuesday? Calling your answers now. We'll step aside. We'll come back with second half action. Dollar Bay 33, North Dickinson 15, Boys Basketball Regional Championship here on WMPL.
Could a new home be in your future? Are you looking to make the American dream of being a homeowner become a reality? Let me make your dreams come true. I'm Barb Parker with RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate. Interest rates are currently very attractive, and there are many types of loans available, some with low down payments, which can make owning a home more affordable. We can be reached at 482-1000 or stop by our downtown Houghton office. RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate, online at qnrrealestate.com.
Thinking about buying your dream home? At Range Bank, we make mortgage lending easy and stress-free. With low down payment options, more qualifying choices, and personalized service, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your first home or your next investment, we've got the perfect loan for you. Apply online today and see how we can help make your home ownership dreams a reality. Visit rangebank.com or give me, Kim Cara, a call at 906-228-8812. Range Bank, where your journey home begins. Range Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Calling all Huskies. Need to stock up on Michigan Tech gear? The Campus Store in the Memorial Union and University Images at the Student Development Complex have all your Husky essentials. Hoodies, socks, hats, and everything in between. Perfect for game day or a snow day. Whether you're a student, alum, or fan, we've got you covered. Visit the Campus Store or University Images and get ready to cheer on the black and gold. Go Huskies!
Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply carries the largest variety of pet foods and supplies in the area. Over 30 different dog and cat foods to choose from, including Origin, Nutrisource, Diamond, and ProPlan. Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, here in town.
Our family likes to keep busy. Between hockey and volleyball dominating our weekends and all the travel that comes with it, we still make sure to squeeze in some outdoor adventures. We need insurance simplified, and that's what Turvo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turvo simplifies insurance for us. Turvo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
From tires to brakes, alignment, and any work your vehicle needs, trust Fine Line Tire for top quality service and care. Fine Line Tire in Hancock and Houghton, where we serve you the guest.
Lane Kinnanen of Atlantic Mine. He knew the Pepsi trivia answer. That answer was Crystal Falls. That's who the Nordics beat, 65-59 in their regional semifinal. Dollar Bay also beat Crystal Falls 49-45 in overtime, one of the few common opponents these two teams have. And so the answer was Crystal Falls Forest Park. Congratulations, Lane. Go pick up your prize at the studio in downtown Hancock anytime during business hours. And we're just about set for second half action. It'll be North Dickinson basketball to start the second half. Wearing their home white uniforms with maroon numbers and maroon trim. Dollar Bay in their royal blue uniforms with white numbers, a little bit of red trim. And we're just about set to get going here in half number two. North Dickinson going right to left, kind of, from our vantage point here up in the crow's nest. And Youngworth throwing it to Kramer. Kramer. And he has it just taken away. Kentala just stole it right from his hands. I don't know what he was doing. He left it right out there, and Kentala just swiped it away. Noah Tortolot thought about a three, looking for his brother underneath. Liam, skip pass. Colbert tried to save it, did save it, but into the hands of the Nordics. Up is Trenton Kramer, and we've got an offensive foul call. Noah Tortolot getting possession, position underneath there. And you can hear what the Nordic fans think about that call. I think it's the right call. He was standing there dead still waiting for contact, and he got it. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Dollar Bay still leads by 18. Kentala passing it over for Colbert. Colbert traveled. They didn't call it. Looked like he hopped with both feet. Now Colbert's got it in the right corner. He'll fire a three. It's in and out. No good. King with the rebound for the Nordics. Graham will fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Liam Tortolot. Liam, long pass up for Colbert. And he couldn't hold on to it. Back comes Youngworth. And Kentala is going to get called for a blocking foul here. And he looked like he was in a pretty good defensive position, but he's going to pick up his second. Inbound to go to Youngworth. It's the same score as halftime, 33-15. Blue Bolts lead by 18 in control here with 6.5 to go in the third. Here's Graham with the drive. It rattled around, didn't go. Got his own rebound to put it back up and in. He's got 4 points. Dollar Bay has not pressed in the ball game, but they haven't had to. Here's Colbert. Nice drive to the hoop. His layup missed. Rolled all the way around the rim and didn't go. Now he's open in the left wing. He'll fire a three instead. This one's no good. And the rebound comes down to Trenton Kramer. And they're going to call over and back. I don't think he was all the way over. But the official in the trail position said that he was. It's 6:03 to go in the third. Coach Mattson beside himself on that call. I don't blame him. Dollar Bay still leads by 16 with the ball here, looking for their first points of half number two. Here's Noah Tortolot dribbling through traffic over for Kentala. Right wing, three ball, short. Rebound for Lytala, and Lytala is going to get called for the travel. Took a little hop with the basketball. It gets called for the steps. And now here comes Youngworth for the Nordics. Dribble drive, Spencer Kramer, and he's fouled. Lytala got him on the arm. We'll send him to the free throw line. Second foul on Connor. And Coach Kentala wants a timeout. Doesn't like the way things are trending here, even though they still lead by 16. 33-17. We'll take 30 seconds to come back with more here on WMPL.
The nationwide shipping schedule is now online at Pasty Central. What better way to delight your favorite display super than a delicious Pasty Central pasty, bringing a taste of the UP to all 50 states since 1996. Baked with loving care in Calumet, guaranteed delivery by FedEx ensures fresh arrival of your package from home. Stop by Pasty Central soon to order on the web at pasty.com.
Quarter. It is 33-17. Only 2 points have been scored in this second half so far, and that was by the Nordics. They're looking to add to it here with Spencer Kramer at the free throw line. He's one of two. Make it two of three at the foul stripe today. Blue Bolts do not have a free throw attempt in the ballgame. And the second free throw is good. We've got a foul going to be called on Lytala on the trying to get rebounding position, and this is going to give the Nordics another opportunity here to further cut into this deficit. So the free throw is good. They cut it to 14 here. Inbound will go to Kramer. He missed the alley-oop attempt, and the rebound pulled down by Liam. Up it goes for Colbert. Colbert will slow things down. And now Noah with it at the top of the key with the bounce. Over for Kramer. Colbert back for Liam. He'll fire a deep three on the right side. It's short. And the rebound pulled down by Trenton Kramer. Back come the Nordics looking to further cut into this deficit. Here's King. He's got it underneath. Missed the layup. Rebound the weak side for Liam. Liam dribbling up. Nice dish over for Yaney. He missed the layup, got his own rebound, and he got hammered on the putback. Hits the floor hard, but bounces right back up. And I believe they got Youngworth on the foul. His first. And so that'll send Tyler Yaney to the free throw line. And the first one is up and good. They're calling Yaney a flopper, but he got his arm grabbed and yanked down on that play. And he knocks down both free throws. So the margin back up to 15 for Dollar Bay. 4:54 left to go here in the third. Nordics going right to left. No look, skip pass over. Spencer Kramer, nice dish for King, and he's going to lay it up. Missed the layup. Rebound pulled down by Kendallon. Boy, King's had two point-blank looks and hasn't gotten either one to go. Kentala over for Noah, and Noah fell on the ground with the basketball, and they say he traveled with it. The defender didn't move, so it wasn't a foul. He just ran into the defender and fell down. So Nordics with the ball. Underneath it goes Trenton Kramer for King. King, triple team, kick out. Youngworth, three ball. It's no good. It went over the backboard. They don't call it this time. And the rebound pulled down by the Nordics. Here's Youngworth again. Missed this one. Colbert's got the rebound. Oh, they had Liam on a streak down the floor and couldn't get the ball to him. Instead, they'll slow it down. Noah Tortolot, under four to go in the third quarter. Noah picked it up, gives it off to Liam. Oh, lazy pass across the top, but Colbert collects it over for Kentala. Kentala for Colbert. He'll set his feet, fire the three. Short, got his own rebound in the left corner, and kicks it back up for Noah Tortolot. Noah over for Kentala. Dollar Bay not in any hurry. They lead by 16 here, 3:30 to go in the third quarter. No shot clock in high school basketball. They could take as much time as they want. Yaney's got it. Thought about a three. Drives, kicks it over for Kentala. He'll set his feet. He'll fire the three. He got it. All right, the Nordic defense got a little bit lazy on that play, and Kentala made him pay. And now Graham gets a little separation, gives it off for King. Kick out. Spencer Kramer tried to collect it at his feet. Now King will fire a deep two. It's no good. And Liam pulls down another rebound for the Blue Bolts. Into the front court, behind the back pass. Noah dribbles it up, puts it up, no good. Rebound for Trenton Kramer. And now for Youngworth. Nice no-look, and Kentala was there to knock it away. As they would have gotten a layup out of that for sure. But Kentala did not get fooled by the no-look pass and knocks it out of bounds. 38-19, Dollar Bay with the lead, and another timeout taken by the Nordics with 2:36 to go in the third quarter. And we're going to take a minute with them. We'll be back with more high school regional championship action right after this on WMPL.
We know spring will show up eventually, so get your garden seeds now. At Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, stock up on Livingston garden seeds, peat pots, starter trays, and soils. For all your gardening needs, see Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply here in town.
Surplus Outlet has a great selection of pocket knives and multi-tools from Victorinox, Swiss Army, Buck, and Leatherman. Check out the purses, backpacks, totes, wallets, and belts as well. You'll find a variety of styles and brands at Surplus Outlet. Downtown Houghton, open daily.
If you're selling real estate, you need to get in touch with us now. Hi, this is Ginger Strobe from RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate, and we'd love to sell your listing. Now is the time. Selling prices are at all-time highs, and sales are happening quickly. RE/MAX Douglas continues to lead the way in our market. Call me, Ginger Strobe, or any of our full-time agents at RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate of Houghton. We're online at KeweenawRealEstate.com, or you can call us anytime at 906-482-1000.
In the left corner, and they'll throw it in. Spencer Kramer thought about a three. Now for Youngworth. Youngworth to the right elbow, over for Spencer Kramer. Skip pass. Graham's got it. Graham looking to drive in. Kick it out for Ty King. King lays it up, man, got it. Left baseline drive. His first point since early in the first quarter. And now Liam Tortolot trying to find some of that magic. Missed the three. And rebound out of bounds to the Nordics. So the margin back to 17. Does feel like North Dickinson has a little bit of momentum, a little bit. They just need a couple more shots to go in. This could be a ball game. Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Youngworth. Lobbing it down. Trenton Kramer, triple team, puts up the shot. Got it to go, and a foul. And they're going to get Liam Tortolot with his second. So the Blue Bolts trying to front the post. They throw it over the top. He missed the free throw, but got his own rebound. Kick out, Worth, open, three ball, got the roll. And that's a five-point possession for the Nordics, and they're back within 12 just like that. Zone defense for the Nordics. Here's Liam Tortolot with the answer. Three-pointer from the top of the key. That is a huge answer, and now Noah Tortolot is going to get called for a hand check foul. Was beaten on the play and just tried to push him off and slow him down. It gets called for his first, rightly so. And that is the fifth team foul against Dollar Bay, so this is free throws for the Nordics, and Youngworth missed the first. So Youngworth just got a great roll on a three-pointer. Couldn't get a roll here. King with the offensive rebound. His shot blocked. Liam Tortolot came up with the rebound. Liam, no look underneath for Yaney. Yaney put it up, no good. Noah got the rebound. Kick out. Colbert, three ball. Yes! Just like that, the margin's back to 18 with a minute left to go in the third quarter. Here's Graham looking to drive in. And he'll score it on the right-hand baseline drive. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Over for Colbert, fires another three. This one's no good. The rebound pulled down by Youngworth. Youngworth driving in. He got a late foul call. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. He just missed two. Noah Turtelot's going to pick up his second. So Kentala's got two. Both Turtelots have two. Lytala's got three fouls. Free throw for Youngworth up and good. 44-29 our score. 44-30 as he got a both. Down to 33 seconds left to go in this third quarter. See if Dollar Bay wants to take the final shot here. Noah Tortolotz got it. For Kentala. For Noah. Down to 17. Back for Kentala. He's just holding it. Defender comes out now. Now Caleb's going to drive in. His pass stolen away. King's got it, and he heaves it full court. And with a minute or 1.4 seconds left, Dollar Bay is going to get the ball in the backcourt. It'll be Kentala to throw it in. They'll get it to Liam. Liam turns, fires from half court. He missed it left, but he had the range. And the third quarter will come to an end. We've got 8 minutes to play in this regional championship. Dollar Bay leads 44-30 over the North Dickinson Nordics. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this on WMPL.
At Superior National Bank, our number one priority is making sure our customers have a superior experience every time they bank with us. That's why we have a variety of excellent checking accounts to fit your banking needs. Every new checking account comes with a free gift, contactless debit card, and 24-hour access with Superior National's online banking portal. Come see why our community has trusted us with their banking needs for over 130 years. Superior National Bank, member FDIC, and always a superior experience.
In our unique community, Bold isn't just a typeface or a snack mix flavor. Bold is an attitude, a way of life. Pursuing your goals with confidence and determination. It means stepping up, standing out, and turning possibilities into reality. A bold community deserves a bold college. And Gogebic Community College is proud to offer an affordable path to your career and life goals. Visit gogebic.edu and start planning your bold future. Gogebic Community College. Go bold.
Dollar Bay basketball to start off this fourth quarter of play. They lead 44-30 here in this regional championship game. Inbound will go to Liam Tortolot in the backcourt, and he'll bring it into the front court. Kentala, he's open. He'll fire a three. It is short. Rebound pulled down by the Nordics. Here comes Youngworth. Youngworth looking to drive in. Kick out. Kramer driving in. Missed a shot. Rebound. Liam Tortolot's got another one. Over for Colbert, back for Kentala. Kentala into the front court. Caleb hands it off for Noah Tortolot. 30 seconds gone here in our third quarter, fourth quarter. Dollar Bay by 14. Nordics outscored the Blue Bolts 15-11 in the third. Here is Colbert. He's not had his best game. He's got a pair of threes. Noah looking to drive. Gets past Kramer. Instead dribbles out to the left corner. And here is a reach-in called against the Nordics, and that's Spencer Kramer. His first. Dollar Bay really doesn't need to score anymore. They just need to handle the basketball. And they've got the personnel to do it. Here's Liam Tortolot now driving in, double team. And they've got a reach-in foul. And I think they got Kramer again. Two quick fouls for Spencer Kramer. So Kentala to the inbound. Expect the Nordics to try to double team a lot here, try to get some turnovers. Here's Noah. Kick over for Yaney. Yaney picked up the dribble on the right baseline, nowhere to go. And timeout wisely taken by Coach Kentala of the Blue Bolts. And we'll see. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here this time. 44-30 our score. Dollar Bay led 13-9 after the first quarter, even though they trailed 9-5 early in this game. They outscored the Nordics 20-6 in the second quarter to really take command. They led 33-15 at halftime. North Dickinson played better in that third quarter. They scored 15 to Dollar Bay's 11 and pulled themselves back within 14, and that's where we stand. We've played a couple minutes of quarter number four, or at least a minute and 12 of quarter number four, and nobody has scored yet here in the fourth. Liam Tortelot, 19 points in the opening half. He's got 22 in the ballgame. It is Dollar Bay basketball. Kentula will inbound it to Colbert in the corner. Barron up for Liam. Liam, pass stolen away by Spencer Kramer. He'll go up and lay it up and in. The one thing that the Blue Bolts cannot afford to do is turn it over in live ball situations. Noah underneath, wide open is Yaney, who will lay it up and in. Good look there by Noah Tortelot. 6:18 left to go. And here's Graham with a three-pointer. Top of the key, no good. Kentula with the rebound. And Caleb will jog it up the floor. Liam Tortelot, quick three-point trigger, but why not? His seventh of the ball game. And he pushes that margin back up to seven. Youngworth, no-look pass to Fleming. He missed the three. Liam Tortelot dishing it off for Colbert, who lays it up and in on the fast break. And they get a foul. No, it's not a foul. It's a traveling violation. And Trenton Kramer came down with the basketball and took extra steps. Caleb Kentula was there on the reach-in. I thought they were calling the foul, but they called the travel. And it's a 19-point game. That matches the largest of the ball game for the Blue Bolts. And now Dollar Bay playing keep away. They get it to Liam. Another three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Youngworth. Long pass up. Graham behind the back dribble. Lays it up, no good. Rebound. And that's pulled down by the Blue Bolts. And we've got a foul, and that's going to be Graham. And Ty King cannot believe there was not an over-the-back called against Colbert on that. Here's Caleb Kentula. Swing it over. Noah. Dishing it, and he missed Yaney. Threw it at his feet. He was open. I know that the Nordic fans are going to be unhappy about the officiating, but Dollar Bay has not taken a free throw in this ballgame. So they haven't gotten a lot of calls either. Here's Graham up top for King. Top of the key, three ball, no good. Rebound pulled down by Liam Tortelot, and we've got a foul on a reach-in there. And this is the fourth against the Nordics in the quarter. Third on Kramer. So Dollar Bay will be shooting the rest of the way here. Fouls are 4-0 here in this final quarter. But I would also say that the Nordics are definitely a lot more aggressive because they trail by 19. Here's Liam Tortelot. No good on a three-pointer from the right wing. Rebound pulled down by King. Youngworth runs it into the front court. Over for Spencer Kramer. Three ball, too strong. King with the rebound, puts it up, no good, and he got fouled. Didn't hear the whistle there, but everybody stopped playing. And they're going to get Yaney on the foul. His second. This will send King to the free throw line. This will be free throws 12 and 13 for the Nordics in the ballgame. First one is good. Dollar Bay, like I said, has not attempted a free throw. They've lived by the three, though. They've got 11 threes in the ballgame. King, second free throw, got it. And North Dickinson will take a timeout. They will have just one remaining. We'll take 30 seconds along with them. It is Dollar Bay 51, North Dickinson 34. We're in the fourth quarter of the regional championship game here on WMPL.
Tonight, overcast skies with areas of patchy fog, low of 31. Tomorrow, foggy early with showers developing late, areas of patchy fog, high of 44, winds of the southeast at 5 to 10. For tomorrow night, rain showers in the evening, evolving into more steady rain overnight, low of 33. Saturday, snow during the morning will give way to partly cloudy conditions in the afternoon. Temperatures nearly steady in the mid-30s, winds of the northwest at 10 to 20.
WMPL 51-34, Dollar Bay leading here at Lakeview Arena in Negaunee. I'm Wes Fromm. Glad to be with you on this Thursday evening for regional championship action. One of these teams will be crowned regional champion in about 4 minutes of game time. And it'll be Dollar Bay basketball. They got to go the length of the floor here. Liam Tortola, or excuse me, yeah, Liam will throw the inbound, and it goes right through the hands of Yaney out of bounds. So Nordics will call out an offense here. Youngworth's got it. Gives it off to King, back to Youngworth. Deep volleyball line three, and it's good. Youngworth knocks it down, and now Kentilla working against the press fell down and throw it up to Liam. It got knocked out of his hands, out of bounds, but it will stay with Dollar Bay with 3:57. And Kentilla will throw it in. Noah Tortolot will get it back into the front court. Double team comes, stole it away. Spencer Kramer's got it. Kramer's going to go up and lay it up and in. Nordic's back within 12 with 3:43 to play. Noah to Liam. Liam back for Noah into the front court. They try to strip him from behind. He gives it off for Colbert. Hands it off for Kentilla. Skips it across for Yaney. For Liam. Working around. 3:23 to go. Dollar Bay just moving it around the floor. Not even looking to score right now. Underneath, Liam's open. Nice head fake. Put it up. Missed the shot. King with the rebound. Underneath it goes. Kramer lays it up and in. It's a 10-point game. 3:04 to play. Log pass up. Yaney lays it up and in. Big answer for the Blue Bulls there. 53-41, 2:54 to play. Here's Youngworth driving in. Kick back up, Graham sets his feet, fires a three, it's short, rebound pulled down by Liam. Gets it to Noah, back to Liam. Liam to Kentilla, back to Liam. Over for Colbert. Bolts want to run some clock here. Out for Kentilla. Over for Colbert. Bounces it for Kentilla. Kentilla dishing it underneath. Yaney puts it up and in. And he fouled. And this will be the first free throw attempt for the Blue Bolts. Foul called against Ty King. That'll be his third. His first foul since early in the ballgame. Fleming checked in for 25. The Nordics. Yaney's got 12 points, looking for 13 at the free throw line. I take it back. This is not their first free throw. Yaney had two free throws earlier. He's 3 for 3. Youngworth, here's a three-pointer, and he buries it for the Nordics. Back to a 12-point game. Noah gives it to Liam. And we've got an offensive foul. Liam Tortolot ran over the defender. And we'll get called for the foul, his third. And timeout will be taken by Coach Kentilla. 2:08 to go. The Nordics making a furious comeback. They trailed by as many as 19 in this game. They're currently within 12 with 2:08 to go. Let's take 30 seconds to come back We'll get to the final of this regional championship game on WMPL right after this.
Winter's here. Make sure your ride's ready. Get quality tires, brakes, alignments, and much, much more at Fine Line Tire in Hancock and Houghton, where they serve you, the guest.
Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply carries the largest variety of pet foods and supplies in the area. Over 30 different dog and cat foods to choose from, including Origin, Nutrisource, Diamond, and ProPlan. Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply here in town.
Dollar Bay 56, North Dickinson 44 is the regional championship game. Liam Tortelot leading all scorers with 25 points. He had 19 of those in the opening half. Tyler Yaney with 13 for the Blue Bolts. It is Nordic basketball, though. They trail by 12, looking to add or reduce that deficit. Trenton Kramer gets it in. Step back. Youngworth fires a three, contested. Graham with the rebound. Back to Youngworth. He fires another three. It's no good. Liam Tortelot with another rebound. Liam gets it up for Colbert, and they wanted to travel, but that was clean. And now Kentala, and he's fouled. He's knocked over on the play, but Nordic's good sportsmanship to help him back off the floor. And that'll send Kentala to the free throw line. Did not see who they got on the foul call. We'll wait for the announcement from our PA announcer, Mark Evans. Graham picks up his fourth. So Caleb Kentala, 6 points in the ballgame, looking for the free throw, and he knocks it down. Pushes the margin up to 13. We've got a minute 46 to go. Kentala shouting out directions, the senior leader. Second free throw, nothing but nylon. And it's a 14-point game. Here's Graham. He'll fire a three. It's no good. Noah Tortelot had it, lost it. Now it's loose on the floor. It'll be jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Nordics with a minute 37 left to go. Graham with it on the baseline. Inbound for Youngworth. Up top, Spencer Kramer. Step back, top of the key, three ball, too strong. Rebound for Graham, and Graham got the defender to move into him a little bit, and Liam Tortelot's going to get called for the foul. This will be his fourth. And it'll be free throws for Graham. First one on the way is short. Boy, Nordics have missed some free throws. They've missed 7 free throws. This could be a whole different ball game if they'd have knocked down their charity shots. Second one, no good. Yaney with the rebound for Noah Tortelot. Back for Kentala. Kentala up for Liam Tortelot. Tipped out of his hand. Got it back. No, he didn't. Fleming came up with it for the Nordics. 1:14 to go. It's still a 14-point lead. Here is a alley-oop attempt. Trenton Kramer missed it, but he got fouled. Colbert was there. Baron Colbert's going to pick up his first foul. And you don't want to give up easy layups, but you also don't want to let him score with the clock stopped. Trenton Kramer, free throw up and good. He's got 9 points, looking to get to double figures. And he does. 1:10 to play. Delabay with the basketball. Noah Tortelot back for Kentala. Kentala gives it off for Liam to Colbert. Colbert, long pass up for Noah to Kentala. Back for Noah. They're going to start fouling. Here's Liam underneath for Colbert. Colbert's going to put it up and in. Pushes it back to 14, and now the Blue Bolt fans can start feeling it here. Under a minute to go. It's Spencer Kramer on the wing to Youngworth. Youngworth double clutches a three. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Yaney. Kentala's got it. They got to get it into the front court. Long pass up. Colbert. Colbert lays it up and in again. 16-point margin. Dollar Bay is going to win it. Here's a long three for Graham. It's no good. Kentala pulls down the rebound. All he's got to do is get it into the front court. And no defense being played. And Kentala will toss it to the official. That's it. The Dollar Bay Blue Bolts are the Region 25 champions in boys basketball here in Negaunee. 62-46, our final score. As the teams meet at midcourt to shake hands. Congratulations to North Dickinson on a great season. They will finish their year 21-4. Dollar Bay will move on to the state quarterfinal game, scheduled right now to be played in Gladstone on Tuesday. My experience says that that location might change depending on who the opponent is. And that possible opponent is Pickford. And they are undefeated, I think, right now in Division 4. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But for now, it's all about the celebration. Dollar Bay will win it. Great sportsmanship shown by both teams. The Nordics congratulating the Blue Bolts pretty genuinely there. They've got players out after the handshake line going back and wishing the Blue Bolts good luck in the next round. That's always good to see, even though I'm sure it hurts quite a bit for those Nordic players right now. Awesome to see the sportsmanship exhibited there. 62-46, our final score. We'll come back and give you our final scoring and wrap things up as the Dollar Bay Blue Bolts win the regional championship here on WMPL.
Pat's Foods and Festival Foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh cantaloupe, $2.99 with 5 points. Our family regular thick slice bacon, 12 ounce, $3.99 with 5 points. Giant sweet strawberries, 1 pound package, $2.99 with 10 points. Walworth's Old Fashioned Summer Sausage, 16 ounce, $4.99 with 5 points. And Tasty Choice Breaded Shrimp, 8 to 12 ounce, buy one, get one free.
Your neighborhood Pat's Food Store.
Are you weighing decisions about your financial future? Not sure where to start? Our team of wealth management advisors at Superior National Bank are ready to guide you. Whether you're getting close to retirement or just getting started in your career, we are here to provide clarity to your financial picture. For over 130 years, you have trusted us to guide you in your financial decision-making. Our team has the knowledge and skill to assist you in growing your future. Superior National Bank, and always a superior experience.
Champion medals at half court. And let's get your final scoring. First for North Dickinson. They were very balanced offensively. Brady Youngworth was the leading scorer for the Nordics tonight. He had 12 points, 3 threes, and 3 free throws. 10 points for Trenton Kramer, 9 points for Ty King, 8 points for Spencer Kramer, and 6 points for Jason Graham. Only starters scoring for the Nordics. And I'll tell you what, this is the same thing for Dollar Bay. Only had starters score in the ballgame. They were led by Liam Tortola. He had 25 points, 7 three-pointers, 2 twos, and 19 of those 25 points came in the opening half of play. 13 points for Tyler Yaney, 12 points for Baron Colbert, 8 points for Caleb Kentala, 4 points for Noah Tortola, as the Blue Bolts will advance. The final score is 62-46. And like we said, we'll see who they face in the state quarterfinal game. That'll be Tuesday night. I believe Jim Young will have the call for us here on WMPL on Tuesday. And looking forward to that. And I think that's going to wrap things up as the Blue Bolts take their photo with the trophy at midcourt. They win it 62-46. And they advance. Dollar Bay now 23-2 on the season. And they're looking for more on Tuesday night. Thanks to Steve back in the studio for engineering tonight. Thanks to all of you for listening. And looking forward to bringing you more high school basketball here next week with the run for the Blue Bolts, hopefully down to the state finals at the Breslin Center at the end of next week. So looking forward to that. Again, our final score, Dollar Bay 62, North Dickinson 46. I'm Wes Fromm saying good night, everybody.
This has been MHSAA High School Basketball on WMPL Radio. Brought to you by Fineline Tire, Kirkish Furniture, Superior National Bank, Campione Enterprises, including Pat's Foods and Festival Foods, Remax Douglas Real Estate and the Frank A. Douglas Agency, Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, Turbo Agency, Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, Range Bank, Cogebic Community College, Pasty Central. High School Basketball on WMPL Radio is...
Our family likes to...
This has been MHSAA High School Basketball on WMPL Radio. Brought to you by Fineline Tire, Kirkish Furniture, Superior National Bank, Campione Enterprises, including Pat's Foods and Festival Foods, Remax Douglas Real Estate and the Frank A. Douglas Agency, Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, Turbo Agency, Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, Range Bank, Cogebic Community College, Pasty Central. High School Basketball on WMPL Radio is a Civic Media presentation made possible by the MHSAA.